Now that the government has jumped in with both feet to bail out AIG, the Bush administration and some lawmakers are trying to figure out a way to deal with troubled assets left over from the mortgage crisis in a systematic way. Some are saying that we need a new federal agency. And one of them is Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Barney Frank. Welcome to the program, Congressman.
Thank you, but I haven't said we need an agency. Maybe the press tends to lose nuance. What I've said is that we need to think about whether we need an agency. I had decided a week ago the time has come to begin that conversation. We will have a hearing. There does appear to be a problem of bad assets that are clogging the system, but whether or not you get a new agency, how you deal with it, those are important questions. So that's the stage we're at. We will be having a hearing next week to think about whether we should do it, and if so, how.
Okay. So let's talk about what you might be talking about at this hearing. What would this agency do, and what
would it look like? Why we're having a hearing, is to listen on that. We don't have hearings as sort of after-the-fact confirmations of what we already thought. The theory here is, and apparently the administration believes that, look, over the weekend, they were trumpeting their sort of renewed faith in the free enterprise system, let Lehman go under, let the chips fall where they may. That lasted a day. I've been thinking about declaring September 15th from here on Free Enterprise Day, since their commitment to free enterprise without government intervention lasted one day. There does appear to be a situation in which there are a number of, look, the private market made so many bad decisions, apparently, absent regulation, these were all their own choices, that it's kind of clogged. And the question is, how do you remove that clog? One possibility would be some sort of federal entity that might buy up some of this, hold it, try to find ways that you get assets that have some value. But these are the questions we are asking. We don't have the answers yet.
So sort of like a resolution trust corporation that was founded during the S&L crisis.
Well, no. I know people use that language. I mistakenly used it. I didn't think people were going to focus on it. It's what I said. I don't know why we need a new word for it. The Resolution Trust Corporation went in and bought up the property that the federal government got from institutions that had already failed. That's one difference. It bought hard real estate. We would be talking to some extent about financial assets. You know, it is what it is. A possibility of an entity that would buy up some of the bad assets, but not hopeless ones, assets that we might be able to say, look, they've lost some value now, but they could come back when psychology changes, and only the federal government would have the capacity to buy them and hold them.
And then sell them when they found
exactly.
An interested
because,
buyer.
You know, there's no question that there are some assets out there that are probably undervalued, but there are not private sector entities at this point, apparently, that have the capacity to buy and hold and take that risk. That's one of the things we want to explore. Are there entities other than the federal government that can do that?
Well, what are the risks there, that you'd be stuck with carrying a bunch of
debt? The risk is that the taxpayer would lose some money.
Yeah.
Because you would be paying for it. You weigh that against the great losses to the taxpayers and elsewhere to a continued economic slump. In fact, not just a continued one, but a worsening one.
Well, let's say nothing's done and there's no agency formed by the government to buy up all this bad debt and to help out. What would happen?
Well, we're not sure. And again, you keep asking me to give you the answers that we hope to get from the hearings. I really do want to say, you know, sometimes we have hearings because we want information.
Okay.
Not always. Sometimes
well,
every show.
I know that you're...
But this is a real one. But
you have a
happens,
lot of information and a lot of opinions, and I'm just asking for your
well,
opinion.
But I am waiting for the hearing. There's no point in prejudging these things. Frankly, part of the problem is if you have a hearing and you have told people what you expect to hear, you may be influencing what they tell you. I don't want to sort of prejudice what people will be saying to us. But the fear is that the accumulation of bad paper out there will continue to freeze the system so that people can't do the good things. That's the downside of not doing anything.
Congressman Barney Frank, Chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, thank you very much.
You're welcome.